Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.
My next guest, she's on the phone out of Dallas, Texas. I'm a Texan. So she's a Texan, so, you know, got a little love there. She's in Dallas. Dallas is like a little bit more cowboy hat wearing, a little bit more Texan driven, you know, whereas Houston, a little bit more cosmopolitan, you know, really, they vibe a little bit different down there. We a little bit better dressers down there in Houston, Texas. But she's gonna straighten me out when I get on the call, when I bring her up. My next guest is the founder and CEO of Mind Your Business. She is a highly sought-after digital marketing, brand, and social media strategist that has helped organizations, large and small, implement strategies to elevate their digital presence. She is an industry expert dedicated to sharing knowledge that helps organizations from all industries solidify the foundation their business are built on and win the digital marketing space, which is really important today. She's the author of Lights, Camera, Action, Get Your Brand on Television, The Social Media Makeover, and Go Ye Into the World Wide Web. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Tisha Holman.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tisha. Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web. What does that mean? Go Ye. Because we're on the World Wide Web. We're out there just struggling in the World Wide Web sometimes. Don't know what we're doing in there. Giving out information we shouldn't be giving out there. Why did you write that book?
So Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web was really inspired by Mark 16:15, the scripture. Mm-hmm. Things have taken on a new connotation when it comes to going into all the world to spread the gospel to every creature. If ministries are going to make an impact on the next generation, they're going to have to change the way they seek to reach them in today's digital marketplace. And so I wrote Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web to help ministries develop strengths and practical application from the tangibles that are required to do the work. You need people, you need resources, you need tools, you need a plan, but also to help them keep in mind that for a ministry, the deliverables are a little bit different than they are in the world, because their deliverable is winning and impacting souls for the kingdom. And so I also discussed principles that ministries can use to keep the main thing, which is reaching God's people as they apply the practical to the work.
Wow. So I know you did a big project with Bishop T.D. Jakes, correct?
Yes. I used to work with the Potter's House.
Explain that, your involvement in his project, the SOAR project.
Well, so I used to be a part of the digital marketing social media team with the Potter's House. And while I was with the Potter's House, I had the pleasure to be a part of developing digital strategy and campaigns that went behind promoting his last book, SOAR, as well as other projects that he did, a movie with Lifetime, things, various projects on TBN, the Word Network. And so, you know, it was really awesome opportunity, a great experience to be able to propel some of those campaigns that went around the world a couple times, touching hearts and winning souls for God.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite books. I had him on the show last year when it came out, and he was doing a big event in Atlanta. And so when he did my show, told him I was very impressed. One of the better written books about how to get your life together, because you know, I didn't know as much that his family was as much entrepreneurs as they were that was exposed to me in that book. That really made a difference on how I looked at him, because it told me where he got his drive from. Why mm-hmm. You know, because everybody sees him as a minister. And so, and then you can get pigeonholed into that being a minister. But when you read that book, SOAR, it really lets you understand where his values are and why you should actually listen to this young man when he's talking about entrepreneurship. Because his whole structure from his mom and dad was built on entrepreneurship.
Right. It was a great book, for sure.
Now, let's talk about you, because you have a book that you're going to do a book signing this Saturday at Johns Creek Book and Gifts in Johns Creek, Georgia. And I just want to let you know, that's near my neighborhood, down in Alpharetta. That's 400 North. Take exit 10, and you'll be right there in Johns Creek. Now, why are you at that bookstore, my friend? You're from Dallas, Texas. Why are you at Johns Creek Bookstore? Just asking, because guess what? I want to drive as many people there, because are you in other places around the country, or just Saturday you're at this location, May 4th?
So I'm actually a California native. I just live in Dallas right now.
Okay.
And so, yes, right. And so before I lived in Dallas, I lived in Atlanta for a while. And so as I am touring, spreading the word about the social media makeover and about GoYee into all the World Wide Web, you know, some of the first stops on my book tour are places that were home for me at once. So that's why I'm coming back home to the ATL to share my latest projects with folks there, because I know that the information I have to share can really help entrepreneurs and ministries alike elevate and amplify what they do online.
Really, it's really important that I did a tour with Kirk Franklin, and there is a, could I use the word niche audience out there that you have to really tap into if you're trying to find that crowd? And that's what you saying that you can make available with your book, Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web, is that focusing your audience and finding your audience through the web and social media. That's what you're saying, correct?
Well, definitely. And it goes to what I talk about, how organizations need to position themselves to become a brand in demand. Great brands are the answer to somebody's problem. And they're not just the answer to somebody's problem, they're the best answer to somebody's problem. And so as you touched on, you know, I had the opportunity to serve at the Potter's House, but I've also had the opportunity to help what we might call a storefront church do this work as well. And there are some commonalities that I see in helping smaller congregations, all the way, everything in between, all the way up to the mega church. And I've helped other mega churches as well besides the Potter's House, is that there is an untapped, missed opportunity that ministries have to really leverage what the content that they're sitting on and really what the power of their ministry is to go out and reach people. And so I want to be the answer to that problem, if you will. I want to be able to stand in that gap between ministries reaching people and growing their ministries through their digital platforms. And I really know and believe that Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web is the ticket to standing in the gap and helping ministries change how they reach souls.
Now, when you do book signings, do you sign or you do or you speak or do you read from your book or you take Q&As at your book signing? How does that work? And she will be at the Johns Creek book signing this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and join, which is, like I said, part of Alpharetta. Just take 400 North, take exit 10, make a right turn, take you right on to Johns Creek.
So I do a little bit of everything. I really like my book signings to be interactive. I love the opportunity that I get to meet new people and touch the audience and answer individual questions. So I'm going to read a little bit. I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm there to ask questions as well, sign books.
Well, that's great. When I come back, I want to ask you questions about the social media makeover, because I may need a makeover because I'm confused. I got all these brands out there. I'm a baker. I'm a motivator. I manage talent. I'm the CMO of the Air National Guard. So who is Rashawn McDonald? How do you take a guy like me that is so versatile but so confused because he's talking to so many different people? So I need a social media makeover. When I come back, we're going to talk more with Ms. Tisha Holman. Straight out of Dallas, Texas, by way of California, homegrown Atlanta girl. Coming back this Saturday. Change your life. Rashawn McDonald is trying to change people's lives with money-making conversations. That's why I really appreciate everybody who comes on my show, especially Ms. Holman. On my LinkedIn, she said she was very excited to come on my show. So I was very excited to see that she was very excited, because I like for people to feel there is value coming on my show. Because I take what I've learned, and I try to share it with my listeners and my viewers, and I try to bring experts on like her. And she's an expert. She crafted a very outstanding career in the field of digital and social media. Now, Ms. Holman, mind your business. How does one find you? Is it through relationships, or you market yourself? How does that happen?
Oh, so, interestingly enough, I started out my career in the events industry. Mm-hmm. I used to design, plan, and produce events of all kinds. And my skill set in the area of digital marketing, branding, and strategy started with me figuring out how to put myself out there as a new entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. My degree is in organizational communications, but I still had to figure out ways to take my marketing efforts to a deeper level and find ways to differentiate myself in a very saturated industry. And so that's how Mind Your Business was born. The pendulum swung and do full time. It's what's in my heart. And it's not through relationships. You can find me anywhere. I'm available to train, consult, and help anybody develop strategy and even manage digital marketing things for people, websites, social media, email, all of that. So mindyourbizllc.com. That's how you find me, and the same on all social platforms.
That is correct. Now, what is a social media makeover? I was joking about it. Not really joking, because I do a lot of different things. I'm an award-winning baker. I manage talent. Stephen A. Smith is one of my clients at ESPN. I also have Money Making Conversation, very popular podcast. So I was in the airport yesterday. Lady walked over. She said, "Excuse me, are you that comedian?" I said, "Yes." "You also bake, right?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Didn't you used to manage Steve Harvey?" I said, "Yes." Wow. So when you have all these different layers, how does a person kind of like identify who he is? When you're talking to clients, because I'm sure you have a lot of clients like me who are trying to figure out how to post, because one of your notes you say is just don't post to be posting, posting to build your brand, correct?
That's correct. And so the biggest thing is that I call it a social media makeover, is because in my work, I have found that most businesses know that they need to have a digital presence, a social media presence, but they haven't developed it strategically. So they're just willy-nilly, haphazardly posting out there without a plan. And having that strategy as the foundation of the work that you're doing in the digital space is how you're going to be successful, right? You didn't start your business without a business plan. So you also need a marketing plan for your digital presence. And so for my clients who are like you, who do a lot of things, I find that it's very important that you develop
client personas and understand who your core and target audience is very clearly, because you don't want to serve your audience a salad when they wanted a cheeseburger, right? And so you know that your audience is going to be very diverse because of the various facets of business that you operate on. You know that one of your client personas is going to be the entrepreneur, the person who's interested in the things that you talk about on money-making conversations. But then you know that you're also going to kind of tap in a different lane of people because of the baking. There could be some overlap there, but ultimately food enthusiasts are going to be the core persona for the other part that you do. So you can still have all of the different things that you do in one place if you're a multifaceted organization. Just make sure that the messaging is clear and it's on brand and it's consistent, and they can still all live in the same place.
Well, I that's what I struggle with. I've struggled with that. I've struggled with trying to identify who I am with who I'm talking to, because of the fact that I have a Twitter account, I have an Instagram account, and my largest account is my Facebook account. I don't have Snapchat. I do have LinkedIn. Those are four accounts. Like LinkedIn is my favorite because I use that to really build my brand within the industry. So tell us about each platform and what value does each platform. When I say the platform, I'm talking about LinkedIn, I'm talking about Instagram, I'm talking about Twitter, I'm talking about Facebook. What value does that bring to you or to an individual who's trying to develop their brand?
Well, see, the beauty of the various social media platforms is that it really allows you to speak to your audience in various ways. You may develop a persona, a target core client profile, but that doesn't mean that that person is only going to hang out on Facebook or they're only going to hang out on Instagram. People have diverse ways that they like to receive content. So I may be your target client, but I may lean on Instagram or lean on LinkedIn just because of my lifestyle or because I prefer pictures over links to articles, different things like that. And this is where having that strategy comes in, because every platform has value. I run into a lot of businesses who they may say, oh, I'm only on Facebook and Twitter because that's where my client is. No, you're missing opportunities, not putting yourself everywhere you can be. You're missing out on search engine optimization opportunities, as well as just tapping into new potential client bases in various places. So we know that LinkedIn is a more B2B platform, so that's a great place for you to connect with others in your industry and strengthen and develop strategic partnerships. We know that Instagram is highly visual, so anything that you're posting on Instagram is going to have high-res images, strong, impactful video content, as well as really perfect the art of digital storytelling, because that's a trend for 2019, is being able to tell a story and have people connect with your brand through storytelling. We know that Facebook is a challenge for many business owners because many fight the algorithms and trying to determine how to get their content before their audience. But you know that you can leverage things like going live and communities and groups to strengthen your content on Facebook. And then with Twitter can kind of be a tricky beast sometimes as well, but there are opportunities to hashtag effectively and be consistent with the type of content that you post there, link to your blog articles, cross promote on your other platforms, and really they all work together for your good at the end of the day. Another place to not sleep on is YouTube. YouTube is the highest searched place after Google. And so to not place your content on YouTube is a huge missed opportunity, especially like this live broadcast of money-making conversations. You should be also sharing this on a YouTube channel to reach a greater audience as well. So it's just about maximizing each platform for the individual value that it has and making the most of what you can do in that space to connect with your audience in an impactful way.
Well, they said social media is a marathon, not a race. When they say that, is it because they're telling you just don't expect to go viral with every post that you have, to have 1,000 likes every time you post a video or image? Is that's what you mean when you say it's a marathon, not a race?
So interestingly enough, kind of how Michael Ealy alluded to earlier, people get caught up in this whole idea of social comparison. And as they see that somebody else in their industry or a peer has all of these followers, all of these likes, people get discouraged. They get intimidated by that instead of being comfortable operating confidently and boldly within their God-given talents and gifts. And so it's a marathon, not a race, because the fact of the matter is many people actually purchase followers and likes, and that's a terrible way to use business dollars, right? It growth and engagement comes through a diligent, targeted, and specific strategy and consistent approach to the work. So it's not going to happen overnight organically. The people who buy followers, those purchased followers are not following them to the shopping cart or buying their products or booking their services. So do the work. There's no shortcuts to effective business. It doesn't happen overnight. If you have a strategy, if you have tactics and a plan that you're following, if you're putting out good content that your audience wants to see, you're representing your brand well, and you're engaging with your audience, it's going to grow.
Well, she's the owner of Mind Your Business. She's straight out of Dallas, by way of California. She's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. That's right. Specifically, Johns Creek Book and Gifts. That's in Johns Creek, Georgia, from between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Any special things that we should be looking for when you come to the book signing this weekend?
So I always have some goodies and some surprises up my sleeve. So you definitely got to come and see for yourself. But if at anything, at the least, what I can tell you that you can look out for is just an insightful conversation about how you can elevate and amplify your organization's presence online. And that's no matter what industry you're in. That's from the church to financial industry, whatever lane of business you're in. What I have, I got the secret sauce to help you take it to the next level. So you got to come check me out so that I can help you grow your business and take things to the next level.
Well, my friend, I will be there this weekend to see you. It's one of the few weekends I don't travel. So I get there early before the crowd riles up, and I take some photos and post it on social media to let everybody know they should come because Rashawn dropped by. I'm so appreciative of you coming on my show, and I'm happy that you felt it was important to be a part of Money Making Conversation.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.